Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKeith, of the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast, and it is a blessing to be able once more to speak to you about Jesus, and it's an especial blessing when I consider that I am just a sinner, but I'm saved by grace, and the Lord has given me the great blessing of being able to talk to people about Him. Isn't mercy great? Isn't grace wonderful? I've been reading recently in John's Gospel, and in chapter 3 we see that Jesus talks to a Pharisee called Nicodemus, and in chapter 4 then Jesus leaves Jerusalem and goes up through Samaria, and he talks to a woman at a well. And I was struck by the contrast between the two people that he talks to in chapter 3 and chapter 4. First guy in chapter 3 is a man of the Pharisees. He's got a big name, Nicodemus. But the woman at the well in chapter 4, well, she doesn't have a name. Don't know her name. Nicodemus was a man of rank, a master in Israel. But the woman at the well was no rank. Notice, if you've read the story, she had to come and get her own water. She didn't have servants to send. Nicodemus was a man who was favored by the Jews. Very important man. The woman, on the other hand, was a very despised person, even amongst her despised community of Samaritans. And Nicodemus was a religious man, a religious leader. And the woman at the well was a woman of dissolute and immoral habits. And Nicodemus came seeking for Jesus, but in John 4, it was Jesus who sought out the woman. Nicodemus came to Christ at night time, and Jesus spoke to the woman at noontime. Do you see the differences, the contrast? They're fascinating. To the self-righteous Pharisee, Jesus says, "You must be born again." To the loose-living Samaritan woman, he speaks about the gift of life. To Nicodemus, he speaks about wind. To the woman at the well, he speaks about water. And what I want to bring to your attention in this short period of time that we have is that Jesus Christ took time to deal with both people equally. Actually, those are the longest recorded interviews Jesus ever had in the New Testament. And it shows us that he's interested in all types of people. Nicodemus was rich, the woman was poor. Nicodemus was highly educated, the poor woman was ignorant. Nicodemus had a high moral character. The woman at the well was no better than a prostitute, and yet Jesus wanted both of them, and both of them needed Jesus. And there are people listening to me today. You're looking for reality, and you're looking for forgiveness. You may be intellectual, highly educated, but you've no reality, my friend. And the guilt is haunting you. You may be a poor, fallen person, and you know your sin is terrible. To anyone listening to me, I tell you, come to Jesus and he will forgive you. He's died on the cross. Come to him, trust him with your life, and he'll save you to the uttermost, and that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. That's Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016, or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.